Namaste, dear yogis, and welcome to episode 42 of the Sunrose Yoga Podcast with me, Kelly Connor. I thank you so much for joining me today for this 40-minute yoga class. This class really focuses on inner awareness, on cultivating an attitude and a habit, if you will, of mindfulness. This is about a level 1-2, not for brand new beginners, but it's a practice that certainly can be made more challenging for you yogis who would like that. As always, I love to hear from you. I thank new listener Janie, which I think I got her name right this time. I apologize for calling her Jaina last week. And again, for all of your emails, your tweets, your shout-outs, and your support, your donations that help keep this podcast going. For all of that, I am grateful and I thank you. For photos of the postures, information about subscribing, and tons more yoga, visit www.sunroseyoga.com. Thank you, my dears. Blessings to each and every one of you. Namaste. Begin by coming to a beautiful seat, a seat you can commit to for the next few breaths, for the next few moments. Sink into this seat. Allow yourself to let go of the world around you for this next bit of time. Don't worry, it'll be there when you've finished your practice, and you will be in a place much better for confronting all that comes in, all that comes up, when you do choose to go back to that place. I thought we would begin today with a poem by Mae Sarton called Sunboat. As if this light boat had no keel, as if the mast carried no sail, with no hand on the tiller to guide the gentle rocking, the glide. It swings up, floated upon air, and never changeable wind there, only the lightest little motion, that ripple on the pulse of ocean. As the sun breathes in stillness, weaves the warmth in slowly rising waves, and if the boat seems strangely gifted, it is that it is being lifted. The mariner has yielded will and given to the sun his skill and lost his course in summer air, content to be a passenger. Today, as we practice, as we move the body, as we engage our awareness of the breath, allow yourself to be a passenger, to watch, to feel, to breathe in the experience of the postures, knowing that what needs to happen will, There's no need to worry, no need to change. In this moment, simply allow yourself to be. And with that, we'll slowly make our way to all fours, hands and knees, Chakravakasana, table pose, with wrists under shoulders and knees under hips. As you breathe in, allow the spine to lengthen, perhaps tuck the chin, feel the back of the neck lengthen. As you breathe out, curl the toes and let the hips float high to the sky to downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. The sitting bones will point straight toward the sky. Take this time to breathe and stretch into this posture, perhaps bending one knee at a time, pressing into the opposite heel. Let the crown of your head be heavy. Relax any tension from your neck by nodding the head yes and shaking the head no. Spread the fingertips wide. Notice the space between your fingers. Feel the entire length of each finger engage with the earth. We'll slowly step the feet together at the back of your mat and press the thighs back toward the wall behind you. Feel the low back lengthening. As you begin to draw the tops of the shoulders away from the ears, pulling the shoulder blades down the back, so we're making the upper body a bit more compact here as we lengthen that low back. As you breathe in, sweep your right leg toward the sky, keeping the hips square to the earth. As you breathe out, feel your shoulders soften again away from the ears. Feel the ribs soften, the belly soften. As you breathe in, lengthen your spine, lengthen the neck. As you breathe out, release your right foot back down to earth. With your next in-breath, sweep the left leg up toward the sky, shining out through the ball of that foot, finding that place between a point and a flex of the toe where the foot is fully engaged, where the legs are fully engaged. Taking a full breath here, softly releasing that left foot to earth as you exhale. Let your inhalation bring you to plank. So we shift the weight forward into the hands and let the abdomen drop down a bit so that you are one straight line from the heels all the way up beyond the crown of the head. So maybe tuck the chin ever so slightly here. Allow the space between your shoulders to soften. Allow your breath to settle into the space just above the navel. Breathe in one more time and lengthen. As you breathe out, lower your knees, your belly, and your chest down to the earth, keeping your elbows glued to your sides. As you breathe in, let's peel the heart forward and up. Just gently pull yourself up to Cobra Bhujangasana. Feel the upper back curling as the lower back lengthens. Feel the tops of the feet press into the earth as your thighs engage. This is what protects our low back here. Some of you may be a bit more bendy in the low back. We want to move this back bend to our upper back, our thoracic spine. So feel yourself lengthening from your hip bones to your armpits. As you exhale, slowly lower down to the earth. As you inhale, press your hands into the earth, rocking the hips back toward the heels. And as you exhale, again, curl the toes, Feel the hips lift toward the sky, toward downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. Taking a full, beautiful breath here. Full breath out. As you breathe in, come way up onto the tippy toes, bend the knees, shift the gaze forward. And as you breathe out, step or jump the feet forward to the hands, coming to Uttanasana, forward fold. And as you inhale, come up halfway, Ardha Uttanasana, lift the chest forward. Maybe bring the hands to the shins, roll the shoulders up, back and down. Exhale, fold. Inhale and root into the four corners of the feet. Rise up to standing using your legs. Sweep the arms around and up overhead. And exhale the hands to the heart. Now with the hands at your heart center in Anjali Mudra, lift the toes up off the floor and spread the toes. Feel your inner and outer ball of your feet engage. That mound behind the big toe, that mound behind the pinky toe. Feel the inner and outer heel engage. Feel the arch lift away from the earth. Now soften the toes down to the floor, but continue to feel that connection to the earth in your four corners of the feet. And continue to feel that lift of the arch even as you settle in. As you breathe in, sweep the arms around and up overhead, gazing up at the thumbs, lifting the heart, and exhale, dive forward. Uttanasana. Inhale up halfway. Lengthen yourself from seat to crown. Exhale, fold. As you breathe in, step your right foot back about one leg length. Lower the heel. Will rise up through the upper body. The left knee is bent. The right leg is straight and strong. Arms extend out to T, coming to Virabhadrasana 2, Warrior 2. Hips are square to the long side of the mat. So that right hip is peeling open. The tailbone scoops. Collarbones spread. Shoulders drawing back. And now that we've established this structure, allow yourself to become a passenger. A passenger witnessing each part of the body and how that part of the body experiences the posture. A passenger riding the wave of the breath. A passenger noticing if and what thoughts come up. We'll turn the left palm to face the sky. As you breathe in, reach that left hand forward. And as you breathe out, release the right hand back to your right leg, either thigh or calf, or maybe even hip, and extend the left hand high to the sky. Reverse warrior, exalted warrior, coming deeply into that left quadricep. The left thigh is strong here. The right leg straight and strong, pressing into the pinky toe side of that foot. Feel yourself again lengthening through the side bodies. Feel the space between the ribs and soften the shoulders away from the ears. And as your next exhalation comes to you, let's bring the arms back to Warrior 2, Virabhadrasana 2. The arms will come back to T, perpendicular to the spine. And as you breathe in, bend that left elbow, drop the forearm to the top of the left thigh. And as you exhale, sweep the right arm around in front of the face, up overhead, reaching for the space where the wall and the ceiling meet. So we're creating a diagonal line from your fingertips all the way down the right side of the body, down the right outer leg, all the way to that outside edge of the right foot. Now with each breath in, feel the spine lengthening. Feel the heart spiraling toward the sky. And with each breath out, sink into your expression, into your experience of the posture. Let your heart be light here. Let your heart be drenched with sun. As you breathe in, cartwheel the hands to earth, and as you breathe out, step your left foot back to downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. As you inhale, make your way to plank, top of a push-up, soften through the back of the heart, and as you exhale, lower down, either knees, belly, chest, or Chaturanga Dandasana. If you're coming to Chaturanga, make sure that the elevation of your shoulders is higher, is greater than your elbows. As you inhale, either peel the heart forward and up to Cobra, remembering to pull, not push, and exhale to Downward Facing Dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. As you breathe in, step the right foot forward between the hands, lower the left heel down to earth, rise up to Warrior Two, Virabhadrasana Two, tailbone scoops, hips both point, hip bones both point to the long side of the mat. So the left hip is peeling open. You may wish to use your hand to peel it open just like a book. Arms extend out to T. Find the softness. Connect with the length of the spine. And we'll turn the right palm to face the sky. As you breathe in, reach that right hand forward. As you breathe out, release the left hand to the left leg, the thigh or the calf, or maybe the hip. Extend the right hand up, spinning the palm to face the back of the room. Exalted warrior, taking a gander at your big toe of the right foot, making sure you can still see it. Feeling the space between the ribs. And as you exhale, come back to Warrior Two. As you inhale, bend the right elbow, drop the forearm to the top of the thigh. Exhale, sweep the left arm around and up overhead. Soften the shoulders away from the ears. Scoop the tailbone. Take a moment to enjoy this place. To hand over the reins of your mind and simply experience all that you feel, that you see, that you sense. As you inhale, cartwheel the hands to earth. And as you exhale, step the left foot forward to meet the right, coming to Uttanasana, forward fold. Inhale up halfway, lengthen the spine, lengthen the back. Exhale, fold. As you breathe in, root down through the feet, rise up to standing. Exhale, the hands to the heart. Prepare yourself to balance, maybe stepping off your mat, maybe coming to a wall, lifting the toes and spreading them. Connect the right foot to the earth. Soften your gaze out in front of you. We'll lift the left foot up off the floor, kicking it straight behind you, and then catching the inside edge of that foot with your left hand. Your knees are pretty close together here. As you breathe in, extend your right hand toward the sky. As you breathe out, slowly begin to hinge from the hips. The upper body moves forward in space just a bit as you begin to kick your left foot into the hand, drawing that foot and the hand back like a bow, bringing a beautiful arch to the back. Now again, here we'll bring this back bending to our upper back, by keeping the hips square toward the front of the room. So that left hip moves forward in space instead of back. And by lengthening yourself from your hips to your armpits and softening the shoulders away from the ears. We'll take in one more beautiful breath here. And as you exhale, release your left foot. And let's come into Virabhadrasana 3, Warrior 3, where we hinge from the hips. We make a T with our body. The fingertips reach forward toward the front of the room. The gaze shifts to the earth, just about 6 inches in front of your right toe. And the left leg extends behind you in space, flexing that left foot, or shining out through the ball of that foot, will bring a bit of ease, a bit of buoyancy to that left thigh. One more breath in here. Exhale fully and shine. Inhale, hinge back up to standing, reach for the sky. And exhale, release the hands. Give your right ankle a break. Maybe roll that ankle a bit. Maybe move the spine from side to side. Octopus arms, octopus spine. Before finding the foundation in your left foot, lifting the toes and spreading them, connecting that left foot with the earth. We'll lift the right foot up off the floor. Knees stay close together. Reach the right hand back, catching the inside edge of the right foot. This protects our knee in this posture. As you inhale, sweep the left arm up toward the sky. And as you exhale, we'll simultaneously hinge from the hip, kicking that right foot into the right hand with as much force as you draw the right hand into the right foot. Squaring the hips, lengthening from hip to pit. Allowing the gaze to stay soft here in Natarajasana, cosmic dance of Shiva, where we find stillness amidst whatever chaos happens to be occurring around us, where we accept what is and we thrive in that space. As you exhale, slowly release your right foot and we'll gently make our way to Virabhadrasana 3. Arms extend out in space in front of you. Right leg extends behind you in space. So your body looks like a capital T if you were to look from the side. Hips square to the earth. Right hip turns down just a touch. Shine out through the ball of that foot. And remember to soften the shoulders away from the ears. We'll inhale back up to standing. Exhale, release the hands. Give the left ankle a break. Give the spine a shake. And from here, we'll step the right foot back about one leg's length. And we'll turn both sets of toes to face the long side of the mat. Maybe even turning the toes in and the heels out for a bit of a pigeon-toed effect. Connect your big toes to the earth as you sweep the arms around and up overhead. Now engaging the feet as you exhale, hinge forward from the hips. If you get to that point where it's appropriate, release the hands to earth or to a block right underneath the shoulders. If that doesn't work, use a chair directly under the shoulders. We'll press those big toes into the earth and press the thigh bones back in space. Press them into the backs of your legs. Tuck the chin ever so slightly. Feel the spine lengthen from its base all the way beyond the crown of the head, softening the shoulders away from the ears. Let your breath be smooth and even. As you breathe in, root into your feet, slightly bend the knees, and use the strong muscles in your legs to draw yourself all the way up to stand. We'll turn the heels in and the toes out, keeping the arms up overhead. As you exhale, bend the knees, sink into the hips, scooping the tailbone under. Still pressing the big toes into the earth for horse pose. Feel the back of the neck continue to lengthen. Feel the shoulders drop away from the ears. Draw the thumbs back in space. Beautiful. One more breath here. As you exhale, simultaneously straighten your legs and hinge forward. Just gently come to a forward fold. We'll step the feet a little bit closer together. We'll inhale and lower the knees to the floor, coming to table, Chakravakasana. Exhale, lower the elbows to the floor, just below your shoulders. You can either interlace your fingers or press the palms into the earth, thumbs being about 2.5 inches apart. Taking a full breath here. As you breathe out, curl the toes and lift the hips toward the sky, coming to dolphin. As you breathe in, sweep your right leg toward the sky. Let your head become heavy so that the crown of the head is just pointing directly down toward earth. Your neck is soft. You are dangling here from your shoulders. The shoulders are plugging in. They're drawing away from the ears. The shoulder blades are drawing down the back. One more breath in. As you exhale, release your right foot down to earth. As you breathe in, sweep your left leg toward the sky. Shine out through the ball of that foot. Maintain that beautiful squareness of the hips where belly and both hip bones are pointing down toward the earth. Take one more beautiful breath in here. Exhale, release. As you inhale, lower the knees to the floor. And as you exhale, let your hips drop back toward the heels and your forehead rest on the floor in Bhaktasana, devotional. Let your breath settle into the low back, into the mid back, into the upper back. Feel the space between the shoulder blades simply soften. Now, slowly walk your hands toward your knees, walking the upper body up as you do so. We'll move the feet to one side so that the seat can come in direct contact with the earth. Now, if you've got extremely tight hips or moderately tight hips, you may wish to prop your seat up on a blanket or a pillow or two. We'll practice a yin version of Gomukhasana, or cow face pose. So bring the feet in front of you first of all. Just bending the knees, soles on the floor. And we'll take the right foot, and with the knee bent, tuck that right foot so that it's on the outside edge of your left booty cheek. Your knee will be pointing forward. From here, we'll stack the left knee on top of the right so that your left heel is close to the outside edge of your right booty cheek. Now, if this is painful, bring the sole of that foot to the floor. If it's painful for your knee, come onto your back and practice figure four. Now just take a moment here to settle in, to feel the sitting bones connecting with the earth, to feel the inner hips release, to feel the outer hips release. To feel your jaw release. Now you may wish to interlace your fingers in your toes or take hold of the great toe. Or you may wish to use your hands as support. But as you are ready, breathe the spine long. And as you breathe out, just simply begin to shift the heart forward in space as though you were drawing your heart toward your left kneecap. Continue to allow the sitting bones and the hips to be heavy. When you find that space where you first feel tension, that's your space to settle in, to breathe, to become a passenger yet again in the pose. Take a moment to notice different parts of your body. Notice what they might be feeling. Notice what they might be experiencing. Take time to reacquaint yourself with the breath. Characteristics of the breath. And we'll press the hands into the earth. As you inhale, slowly begin to walk your upper body back up. Take your time. There's no rush. And we'll slowly, upon coming back up, unwind our left leg and unwind our right leg. And with both feet out in front of the body, knees bent, just give the spine a little shake, maybe a shimmy from side to side before switching. And as you are ready, again, tuck the left foot so the heel is on the outside edge of your right booty cheek, knee pointing forward. And as you're ready, stack the right knee on top of the left. And if it helps, shift your weight forward and readjust. Sometimes that's nice to just sort of stack everything up as it's meant to be for you. Again, if this causes knee pain, come to figure four. And again, take a moment to settle in, to notice those spaces that feel light. Let them become heavy. Bringing the hands to that place that feels right for you. As you breathe in, lengthen, expand. And as you breathe out, begin to hinge, drawing your heart toward your knee, honoring your body, stopping when you first feel tension in the hips. Allow yourself to fully experience the posture from that place where you expand into any spaces of tension and watch them recede with each exhale. Where you notice each and every breath. We'll press the hands into the floor. Slowly begin to walk back up, taking your time. And again, uncurl the legs, unwrap your legs, and maybe just shimmy just a little bit. From here, we will zigzag the legs. So bring the right leg so it's parallel with the front of your mat. And zag the left leg so that that left foot is close to the outside edge of the left seat. The toes can point down or out to the side. We'll inhale and lengthen the spine. As you exhale, begin to twist to the right. We'll let the left booty cheek come off the floor and shift our weight into the right sitting bone, the right leg. Take your left hand and grab your right knee. Place your right hand behind the low back. With each breath in, lengthen the back of the neck. Lengthen your body from seat to crown. Each breath out, deepen your twist. movement and the twist coming gently, beginning at the base, just spiraling up, coiling up the spine, spiraling finally out the crown of the head, continuing on. With your next in-breath, slowly uncurl, come back to center. Place your hands behind your seat, and we'll switch the feet. So left shin comes parallel with the front of the mat. Your right knee will point forward, and your right heel will be close to your outer right hip. Inhale, lengthen the spine. Exhale, shift your weight to the left. Place your left hand behind you, right hand on the left knee, gazing over the left shoulder. Remember to relax your shoulders. Remember to relax your face. Remember to relax your eyelids. We'll slowly inhale back to center. We'll bring the feet in front of you once again. Use your hands behind your back to brace yourself as you lower all the way down to the earth. Draw the knees in toward the chest, slowly rocking from side to side. Feel the entire length of the spine connect with the earth. Move your body in a way that feels natural. As you are ready, extend one and then both legs out onto the floor, comfortably parted. Bring your arms to your sides so that they're a couple of inches between the side of your body and your hands and your arms. And turn the palms to face the sky. If you're feeling particularly restless, you may wish to turn your palms to face the earth. Allow the eyes to close. Allow the eyelids to become so heavy. This is a place of rejuvenation. This is a place of complete restoration. This is the place where we, as passengers, absorb all of the energy, all of the intention we created through this practice. Begin to bring your awareness back into your body, beginning in the soles of the feet. Bring your awareness to the palms of your hands, to the spaces between your fingers, bring your awareness to your belly, to your shoulders, to the forehead. Allow your breath to deepen. Begin to bring small movements to your body by wiggling your fingers, wriggling your toes. Maybe wiggling your nose. Make circles with the wrists and the ankles. As you take a beautifully deep breath in, sweep the arms around, out to your sides and up overhead, making your body just as long as possible. And then once again, hug the knees to your chest and rock from side to side. As you are ready, roll to your favorite side, staying here for a few breaths. In this moment, you may be aware of your heightened sense of awareness, how the pulses on the ocean of your mind, of your consciousness, are very apparent to you. This is a skill, this is a gift that is cultivated by you through practicing awareness, just like we did in this practice. You can begin and return to this practice as often as you like, beginning with each new breath. And as you are ready, slowly begin to bring yourself back to a nice tall seat, feeling the seat connect with the earth while the spine lengthens. Maybe bringing the hands to the heart center, and using this awareness of the pulsation of life, cultivate an intention for your practice of yoga out there in the world as we leave our mats. Hold this in your mind. As you breathe into this intention. And as you breathe out, bow to your heart, knowing that it is so. And I thank you so much for sharing your practice with us, with the world, with yourself. And wish you constant awareness of those pulsations in every step on your path until we meet again, and always, namaste.